Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Coach JV podcast, talking about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, today, before you do anything, if you do me a huge favor, if this podcast impacts you, at the end of it, take 2 minutes, not even 2 minutes, 30 seconds to go leave a 5-star review with comments in there. Detailed comments would be great. Help us get this podcast to the number one spot so we can impact more lives. We're going to dive right into it. Now, first of all, okay, this has nothing to do with school teachers. I love you school teachers. I have a ton of school teachers a good amount of school teachers in our academy. We have one that's on our Warrior Council. This has nothing to do with school teachers. You're not doing anything wrong. Just like it has nothing to do with bankers and tellers and stuff. They're not doing anything wrong. This goes way back, okay? Here's the reason why most people are so fucking afraid to start a business. They're so fucking afraid to go after their dreams. They're so afraid to leave corporate America, to do their own thing. Here's why. As we got indoctrinated at a deep, deep, deep level, and I cannot stand this part of the schooling system where an F is bad. We taught our kids and indoctrinated them while their subconscious was pure programming from birth to 8 years old that an F is bad. So when a student gets an F on their paper, they're like, "You're a loser." There's A students, there's B students, there's C, and then there's the D. There's a C and D's. That was me. C and D's. D's get degrees. And then there's the F students, the failures. Everybody's looking over. The kid gets it. Their heart starts beating. They know that their mom and dad is going to freak out them because we put authority over them. And when they come home and, "How did you get enough? You didn't study enough." And you just attack them and you attack them and you take away stuff from them. So you build this fear, deep-rooted fear mechanism, and that if they fail, everything's going to get taken from them. You're fucking your kids up. I don't care if I lose listeners on this. Stop doing this. F means I don't understand. This teacher's fucking boring. I'm creative as fuck, and this doesn't make any sense to me. I'm bored out of my mind because this is not the way that I learn. I'm not comprehending. It doesn't mean you're a fucking failure. It means I don't understand right now, and I don't understand and comprehend this at this moment in time, but if maybe you could spend some time with me and understand me a little bit deeper and train me the way that I want to be trained. But we know that's not how the schooling system works. And we know that everybody has to work two jobs and everything. So kids are being raised by teachers and raised by after school programs. I'm not saying you're doing anything wrong, but listen to me for a second. You get an F, right? And then you get a grade point average. And Jimmy, who had the 4.0 and Comda Lum Lavati, where the fuck that shit is called. I was like a D student. I barely made it. And so it was like, you know, they were the ones that were touted, and they were the ones that were all, everybody, "Oh, look at them. They were the special thing," and nothing, not hating on anybody. They worked fucking hard to memorize that stuff. And it's, you got to be smart to do that type of shit. But I'll tell you what, most CEOs don't have college degrees, and that's not what this is about. What this is about is, and it's not against anybody who's really fucking smart. I have really smart people on my team. My CFO is fucking smart as fuck, and I wouldn't be here without him because I'm not going to say bad things about myself. But anyways, okay, so let's dive into this. So here's the truth. 100% of small businesses and entrepreneurs fail. 100%. It's a lie that 85% of small businesses fail, that 15% make it. 100% fail. And the reason why more people aren't entrepreneurs, only 10% of the population, and everybody else lives in this indoctrinated system, and they're going to die with their ideas, with their hopes or dreams, cures for cancer, all this stuff is going to die in the grave, is because you've been indoctrinated that failure is bad. You go to tell your parents you're going to start a business. Oh, there's so much risk to that. And why would you do that? And when their 401k right now and their pension has that fucking massive risk of being collapsed, what are they going to say when it collapses? Their safe, secure job that they worked their asses off their whole life for 40 years comes collapsing down. Then what are they going to say? Because you were taught that an F is bad, and you're taught not to take risk, that you're sitting on your ass, you don't have the skills, you haven't reskilled to something you love, or you can't do the things you want to do because you're so scared because your parents keep judging you because you got an F and you're a bad student. No, you're not a bad student. You just don't understand, or it's boring as fuck. You don't learn that way. There's many different paradigms that go into that. You put a kid into the right environment, holy shit. So Fs are not bad, because if you think Fs are bad, you will never be an entrepreneur. If you think Fs are bad, you will be a horrible investor, because every time you get an L, you're going to crawl up under your desk and cry and run back to corporate America. But no, an F and a loss is the greatest thing ever in business. It is the greatest thing ever in business. The losses have been my biggest catalysts to the rise of our businesses. Our program failed 5 times. The first time I launched it, nobody signed up. The second time, nobody gave a fuck. The third time, people signed up just to be nice. And the fourth time, it completely collapsed. And the fifth time, it finally took off. And people said it was overnight success. Went from 0 to 1 million in 11 months. Overnight success, my motherfucking ass, 19 hours a day for 3 years straight with no pay. No pay. Failure. Loss. Failure. F, F, F. And I kept saying, thank you for the F. Now I have a new foundation, and I kept building and I kept building. And if in the indoctrination system, now I'm an A student. Bullshit. I'm still a failure. I'm going to keep on failing. I mean that in the most positive subconscious mind programming. I'm going to continue to fail and continue to learn, because every level, new devil, baby. I'm at the new level now. There's new devils. I failed at a couple levels at this one. New mentors. Harder things to solve. So stop telling your kids that an F is bad. An F means they don't understand. So stop taking shit away from them, because they feel like now they can't go follow their dreams, because if they fail, everything's going to be taken. Well, fuck yeah, everything's going to get taken from you. But guess what? You're the president. You're the CEO of your life. You can make a decision to make it great. So no, Fs are not bad. Fs are the greatest thing for an entrepreneur. Fs are amazing. Knowledge is not power unless enacted upon, and you gain powerful, powerful knowledge by losing and falling and rebuilding, and you build a stronger foundation. I would rather work with somebody who lost 10 to 15 times than somebody who thinks they have it all figured out. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Warriors, let's get your shit together.